from Trish on the email to john.d@bbc.co.uk. Trish emailed to say, who came up with shoe sizes? Why are they different in other countries? Also, does anyone remember those machines that used to x-ray your feet when we were children? Surely they were dangerous. Yeah, I do remember that. I also remember going... Sorry, Mum, I'm going to tell this story. I remember going when I was about 9 or 10 to have my feet measured. And they measured them slightly smaller because the shoes were cheaper. So slightly smaller shoes for a couple of terms at school because those shoes were cheaper. Anyway, Bill Berg is a shoemaker. Bill, good afternoon to you.
Hello, hello to you.
Are you a proper cobbler?
Well, I've been doing this for nearly 44 years. I'm a bespoke orthopedic shoemaker, so I specialize in making shoes for people with sitting and walking difficulties.
So we're not going to talk cobblers then, obviously. But,
no.
But you, I mean, that's obviously a very bespoke skill you've got there, because obviously those who have issues with their feet, and I've got friends who have, and you wouldn't know it to look at their shoes, but they need special, very particular types of shoes to create the balance and comfort, don't they?
Yes, they do. In fact, the last 11 years I've taught in De Montfort University Footwear Design College part-time, and or the university there, and the reason is about 50% of people will have foot problems during their life. So even though the people learning to design shoes there are doing mainstream work, they need to understand that half their people will have some kind of foot problem. And so how do you design a ready-made, ready-to-wear, good-looking, stylish shoe that at the same time doesn't cause problems for people if they've got a slight onion or a flat foot or hammer toe or something like that?
I mean, it's a very interesting point you make there, because I think that our feet are one of those things that we actually properly take for granted until things go wrong. That, you know, our feet are our feet. We, you know, we probably don't even dry them properly when we've had a shower, let alone think about the shoes that we get. They're normally for style more than they are perhaps for comfort.
That's right. I think that at present day, because of the way we design and manufacture shoes, there's probably a wider range of styles available than ever before, but there's also a much lower range of fittings. You know, most styles will only have, say it's a ladies, a woman's style, it'll only have maybe a size 3, if you're lucky, 4, 5, 6, and 7 if you're lucky, and there won't be any width fittings. Whereas once upon a time, you could get size 2s and you could get size 8s and 9s in women's footwear, and they'd all have width fittings as well.
Because, of course, it's not just the length of your foot, as you rightly say, it's the width of your foot too, and that's obvious, you know, we're all different, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. But there are certain, and this is getting onto the question.
Yeah.
There are certain proportions that are consistent in certain parts of the world. Feet do differ in a racial way. And I think it's more than race. You know, in Russia, it's to do with climate and things like that as well. What was happening during your childhood?
So your background, your ethnicity, and indeed, I suppose, how you grew up will affect how your feet are.
That's right. I grew up in Canada, as you might be able to tell.
I detected something.
I spent every summer running around in bare feet.
So you're going to have flatter feet? Wider feet, maybe.
I do have very wide feet.
Okay.
Yeah, which is how I got into it, because I actually got a deformity in that way. And I just, when I was going to university, I just could not get shoes to fit me. I was in pain all the time. So I switched from architecture to, I got myself apprenticed in the West End of London.
So it's interesting, is it? Because the actual reason for you doing what you're doing is because you couldn't find the answer to your problem anywhere. You decided
I'm
to
the
do...
classic wounded healer.
You are the classic wounded healer. So based on that, based on the fact that everyone's feet are different, we have these sort of generic sizes, 1 to whatever number it may be, that you can get. There are obviously within the, I suppose, within the median range, this is where someone like you comes in, because if you've got very small feet or very big feet, then your choices are limited. Therefore, you have to go to somewhere that can provide you with something that will actually fit, be comfortable, and will serve you well. But why are our sizes different to American sizes or European sizes?
Okay, well, that's a really interesting question. The basic size, you know, there's some myth that Edward the First divided the sizes because he had, you know, size 13 feet, or his feet were 13 inches long or something. Whether that's true or not, the English size, or the UK size, because it was England at the time, was a barleycorn. Apparently barleycorns were used even by the Romans as a means of measuring, because the way barley grows, the stalk, the head is, they're the same size at the top as the bottom.
Okay.
So this is your pearl barley is polished, but if you get the unpolished barley, they are all 1/3 of an inch long, and the original definition of an inch was 3 barleycorns.
Wow.
And if you say, I've done this, you know, I've done this lecture in university, I've got 12 barleycorns, line them up, and they're within a millimeter of being 4 inches long.
Good.
Yeah, 3 into 12 is 4. And so when they were looking at developing sizes, the good increment from one shoe to the next is one barleycorn. So 3 barleycorns is an inch, 3 sizes is an inch. So the UK size, and indeed the American size, is 1/3 of an inch.
Okay.
So the English sizes, and later the UK sizes, grew out of this idea of 13s. And maybe that's where, you know, Edward the First had his influence. But so size 1 child shoe is 13 barleycorns, so that's 4 1/4 inches.
Okay.
And then you go up, 1, 2, 3, 4, up to size 13 child, and then you start at 1 again. So size 1 adult size in England is 8 2/3 inches.
Right.
Okay. And then it goes up, and so each time, you know, so a size 11 is 1/3 of an inch more than a size 10. So what happened is the Americans actually developed all the modern manufacturing of footwear.
Yep.
We were good at bespoke. And
so this was mass production. This was like mass production. This is like Model T, Ford, Henry Ford, all that sort of stuff.
Well, you say all those names, and this is Bristol Radio, and you know, Bristol just made a big statement about Black Lives Matter. The father of modern footwear manufacture was a black man named Jan Matzalinger. Now, you ask anybody that, and they've never heard of him. Probably one of the greatest inventors of the 1800s. But he was born in Dutch Guiana, and he invented the automatic shoe lasting machine, which was the last piece in the puzzle of how do you manufacture large numbers of shoes cheaply so everybody can wear shoes.
So that's where you have to get, that was an incredible piece of information, we're short of time now, but that is where you get the manufacturer. And of course the imperative about that is you need a universality, don't you?
That's
because
right.
variety can't work in that system.
The Berne Convention in the 1880s, right after Jan Matzalinger invented the shoe manufacturing process, then, wow, we need to have this universality.
Yeah.
So in the convention in Bern, they just got hundreds and hundreds of bespoke lasts, and they figured it out from there. And the reason the American sizes are different is the Americans said, oh, we're not starting with 1 at 8 2/3 inches. We'll start with size 1 at 8 inches because it's easy. So that's where the two sizes difference occurs. So if you've got, say, size 9, like me, your size 9 British sizes, your size 11 in America.
Got it. Bill.
And then the French in the Revolution, they got rid of all that medieval stuff. We're going to start from scratch.
Yeah.
We create the meter, we create the centimeter, we create the millimeter.
Metrics and everything's in tens, not 13s.
Okay, well, we can't have, how are we going to do this? Because 10 millimeters is too big. Because, you know, a 1/3 of an inch, a body corn is about 8 1/2 millimeters. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So 10 millimeters is too big, 5 millimeters is too small. So what they said was the continental size is three sizes inside of 20 millimeters. In other words, 6.6 millimeters is the continental size. And none of this, you know, jog will start at 0, 0, 0,
got
and
it.
We'll go up from there.
So there you go. That's the answer to the question. I'm so grateful to you, Bill. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Trish on the email. There you go. It's all about manufacturing and the difference between the metric and the imperial system and all down to Bali. Bill Bird, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Bill. BBC.